Hello, everyone. All right, how's it going? Y'all let me know if you can hear me well. I always forget to do my little microphone, and then when I'm sitting here, it's like, oh, I don't want to hook that up. So, all right, good. Thank you. Try to make this screen as long as I can. Okay. So sorry about the confusion a little bit with the time, right? But we're all here, and of course, this is being recorded. So if anyone misses it with the time, because an email went out that said it was at 6, and so I sent out an email saying it wasn't until 7:15. And then I think some folks got some confused about the time zone. And so, this is a little bit different time, just because I wanted to work around the Don't Stop Believing watch party that, just ended, that Kathy was doing over in that group. If any of you all are doing that. So it's just a busy little night here at P&P. So we wanted to make sure y'all could have the opportunity to do both if you wanted to. So that's why the time is a little funny. But we normally have it at 6 or 7, but you've just got to check the schedule and, you know, each month, because it could change, just so y'all know. So come in and say hi, just so I can see who all is here, and we will get started. So this is the first time that I am doing a keynote presentation with Zoom. So y'all, just bear with me for a minute. Hello everyone. I hate that I can't see your names, like it cuts off, you know? I know that I can I can pop out the chat box. Maybe I'll do that. And that will give me your name. So let's see, Carmen, how are you doing, Carmen? Let us know how you're doing. Are you out of the hospital? Let's see, Liz and Janet, Margaret, Sean, I think that's Shauna Breland, Malia, ooh, I love that name, and Kristen, hello. Oh, a bunch of, okay, everybody's saying hi. Oh, good, Carmen is home now. She's still sore, but she's recovering. Awesome. Awesome. All right, y'all. So I'm going to keep this chat up because if y'all have been to any of my past masterclasses, you know that I love to kind of utilize the chat and have you all kind of interact with me while I'm doing my little presentation. So what I want y'all to post in here first. So just to back up. So in the Queen's Club group, you haven't missed anything, but I did post today a copy of the Stop Telling Yourself Bullshit worksheet. And isn't it awesome that I get to, my job is that I'm doing a class on stop telling yourself bullshit. I just get to say bullshit over and over again. Hey, Paula, tonight. So I love my job. But so I posted a copy of that worksheet in the Queen's Club group. And that worksheet, you know, is part of the accountability course workbook. I literally just separated it out from the workbook and posted it. I didn't, you know, change it at all or create anything new, just because, again, it, you know, just like Carmen said, it was that good. But right now, what I want you all to be thinking about, so the first question, if you all have not been able to print it out, you could even just pull it up on your computer if you don't have a printer. And just, you know, it's three questions, so it's not even, and I'll be reading them to you, so you don't even need to pull it up if you don't want to. But the first question is, make a list of reasons you give yourself as to why you can't do something. After you make the list, circle the ones that are legit reasons. But first, I just want y'all to focus on why you can't do something. So what are y'all going to kind of use as your example? What are you really going to work on tonight? So what could you do in terms of, you know, when you're making a list of reasons why you can't do something? So what are you thinking you can't do right now? is basically what I'm asking. An example for a lot of you all in Queen's Club is you're thinking you can't keep your weight off, right? You're thinking that you can't, you know, lose weight and then keep it off forever. You might be thinking that you can't, you know, it's any goal or dream really, right? You can't start your own business. Who was it that posted in Queen's Club just a little bit earlier? Margaret. If Margaret's here, she wants to start her own business. She's got her Etsy store, her Etsy shop, and she's like, okay, I'm ready to work on it. So yes, keeping the weight off is a big one, especially for y'all here in Queen's Club. But it could be anything in terms of something that you're wanting to do in your life, a goal or a dream that you have, or just, you know, something that you're really wanting to work on that you keep having, you know, you keep making excuses and keep having crappy thoughts about. Okay. So again, so start putting that in the comments. And just for a little bit more intro, I chose this topic for the Queens, specifically for y'all in Queens Club in the masterclass, because I went through the whole accountability course. And if y'all haven't gone through the whole course, oh my God, it's amazing. I mean, just absolutely amazing. But I was talking to Corinne about what I could do for you all that's kind of, you know, like next level. Because that's what y'all are all about here in Queens Club is like, okay, you may not have necessarily lost all of your weight, but like you're well on your way, right? You've lost 25 pounds or more. You're just, you know, you're doing it. You're probably in stage 3 or 4 in weight loss in terms of like, you know what you need to be doing and you're just, you know, on cruise control a lot of the time and you're just losing weight, right? And, you know, not that you're not going to have any issues and things like that. That's what we're going to talk about tonight, but it's like, you got your basics down. Right. And so a lot of the accountability course, kind of the first few things are really kind of focused more on beginners and more on kind of, you know, nailing the basics and that kind of stuff. And I thought, okay, you know, most Queens Club, you know, they got these basics down. What could they really work on? And Corinne said, you know what? I think what it really is for the folks in Queens Club is that fat girl thinking. It's the thoughts that, you know, can kind of, even if you're doing the, you know, doing what you know you need to do and losing weight, you still have these thoughts kind of coming back, these excuses every once in a while that come up and things like that. And so that's why I decided to focus on that, in the workshop and tonight. So let me see what y'all have said here. Ooh, working out at 5 a.m. Love that. That's another one, right? That's another kind of, you know, something that you can work on. You're making excuses. Like you could even, if you're having trouble thinking of something, think, I make excuses a lot. You know, I make excuses to not do blank a lot or something like that, right? And for maybe a lot of you all, it may be getting up and working out or just exercising at all. Yeah, so Malia is making excuses when the alarm goes off at 5. Vern says, feeling good enough when you really want to lose more and have more to lose, right? So you're just wanting to kind of continue your journey and you're making a lot of excuses there. So for those of you all who have decided, go ahead in that first question, start writing down your excuses. What do you tell yourself that when you can't do something as a reason for not doing something, right? And so start making that list. Working out, even though I really mentally want to, overcoming my plateau, and that's kind of similar as Vern, right? It's like you're just kind of staying the same, and because you have lost some weight, right? But you want to you know, kickstart it again, get it going. Margaret says starting her Etsy shop is her lack of technology. And being involved in an online business. Okay, so your lack of kind of knowledge of technology and lack of knowledge of being in an online business. And she already knows it's BS because she's in constant contact with college faculty who could connect her to the right people. So she's already onto herself, right? And that's what we're all about tonight is kind of getting onto yourself. Carmen says, eating the way I want to. You know, it's like you want to, but there's still a reason you're not doing it right. And it's those excuses that come up. So, playing around with the same pipe 5 pounds for months. Janet, so I don't have time. It's too hard to level up. So those are your excuses, right? What are those excuses for? Probably for you, it's to lose more weight, right? Staying on plans 100%, no matter how much flexibility and real they are. Good one, Paula. So now y'all are kind of moving into your excuses, right? Like, I'm not committed enough. I've lost enough. I've lost enough. I have such a sweet tooth. Who shops a lot? I'm trying to remember. You're about to hit Century Club. Awesome. Okay. Yeah, so y'all are really getting to your excuses now. So go ahead and write those on that piece of paper, right? Okay. And so let me start. Oh, Jean Banning. Okay. Awesome, Jean. So you've got your renewed focus and you're headed there. But this will only strengthen that, right? In terms of just like maybe identifying a few other excuses, a few other bullshit thoughts that that you can, you know, turn around, right? So, okay, y'all. I love all the comments, but then it's like I don't get started with the presentation. So let me go ahead and do that now. And y'all can let me know if it works. Okay. Oh, hold on. I was afraid that was going to happen. Hold on. Okay, I can move that around. Okay, play slideshow. Okay, can you all see the slideshow? And it says Queen's Club Masterclass Accountability 2.0. Okay, y'all can see the. Okay, good. Because I tell you what, this is kind of new to me. And then you can see, like, can you see my head up in the corner or up somewhere? You're seeing presenter view. Uh-oh. Do y'all see, like, this whole thing? Okay. That's not right then. Hold on. So y'all are seeing everything, like, with my notes and everything. Okay. That's not right. Hold on. Let's see. Let me just do stop share. Ooh. Okay. Oh, I think I know what happened. Okay. Y'all just give me a minute. Y'all work on your worksheets for a minute. Oh, shoot. Slide, oh no. Okay, let me go back to this a second. I'll just be patient with me. Okay, I think this will be right now. Okay, now. Should work. All right, let's see, share, keynote, share, and then play the slideshow. Okay, so y'all should just be able to see the slides now, right? Oops, let me go back. It says, okay, good. Yeah, I've actually got 3 screens up, Kathy. Is this Kathy McManus Hartman on here? Or is it another Kathy? Okay, good. All right. So, yes. So, Queen's Club Masterclass, Accountability 2.0. Now, okay, I think I should be okay here. All right. So, yeah. So, y'all are kind of our 2.0 group, right? Where it's like we're just taking you to the next level. So, So let's get going. All right. So this is one of my favorite quotes from Corinne with in the accountability course, where She said, self-accountability requires you to see what's happening, and then you're invited to manage your fat girl thinking around it. And I really highlighted that see what's happening, because that's what we're all about tonight. And that's really the next level of, you know, of your weight loss journey, right? Is where you really become aware of what thoughts, what excuses, and all that kind of stuff is really holding you back to reaching your, you know, your full goals, and then just keeping you at your maintenance weight for the rest of your life, right? And so these are skills that we're going to talk about tonight that are skills that you really have to learn to apply the rest of your life if you want to keep your weight off. And I know all of you all do. So, and this is another key piece of the self-accountability course. And this is kind of, again, just something I wanted to remind you all about before we really dig into the bullshit thinking. But that's what this is all about. Self-accountability cannot happen if you judge yourself. And so all of the excuses that you're making, all of the reasons that you can't achieve your goals, where if you, all the reasons that you can't continue to lose weight like you want to maintain your weight, to start your own business, whatever it is, all of that is totally holding you back from self-accountability, which is absolutely necessary for long-term weight loss and for achieving any dream. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight, is when you're judging yourself, when you're making these excuses, when you're telling yourself these thoughts like, I can't do it, I'll always be fat, I'm a loser, how could I ever start a business? I don't have any business starting a business or whatever it is, right? You're judging yourself. And it's like self-accountability and self-judgment cannot happen at the same time. And so that's why another part of the self-accountability course is all about self-assessment instead of self-judgment, right? And so that's why this course is so good. Okay. So to kind of review the self-accountability course, speaking of, there are 5 steps in the course. And so the first is to prioritize yourself. And again, I think you all are there already, right? In terms of your Ends Queens Club, you've lost a lot of weight already. You are making yourself a priority. Now, it's really important to continue making yourself a priority, right? But you've made yourself enough of a priority to lose at least 25 pounds. And so you know that, you know, if you kind of find yourself deprioritizing yourself, that you can kind of reel yourself back in. Step number 2 is to assess yourself. And this is all about the instead of self-judgment, you're self-assessing. And so again, most of you all are probably doing your 24-hour plans and assessing those. You are really kind of aware of your judgment around your food and things like that, but maybe you're still judging yourself in other ways. So we're going to talk about that tonight. Step 3 is to ask the right questions. And that is a really great module in self-accountability. I want you all to go back and do that. A lot of you all are probably asking yourself a really good question of the day already, but that section has some awesome ideas about really good questions you can ask, almost kind of next level questions, where it's not just, you know, how can I follow my plan today, but really, how can I really kind of get into my brain and really think about the thoughts that are serving me and things like that. Step number 4 is stop bullshitting yourself, which is what we're going to focus on tonight. And then step 5 is build your tribe. And that's all about finding, you know, the accountability group or partner that is right for you. And I'm sure a lot of you guys in here already have your accountability group set up and stuff. But if you don't, that is a great section to go back to and, you know, kind of figure out what is best for you, what you need in an accountability group or partner. And then you can get into the Facebook group. You know, we have a weekly post every Monday. You can even go back to it. Just search for hashtag daily post in the Facebook group, and you will find Monday's accountability post and just comment there and read the other comments and get hooked up with some folks. Or you can always tag Mary Jo McDonald, and she can get you hooked up with an accountability group. So again, we're going to focus on step 4, stop bullshitting yourself. So let's dig into that. Again, I love that I get to do a presentation and I get to do slides that talk about bullshitting yourself. All right. So this is what I asked you all to do at the beginning of the beginning of this class, or, you know, of this masterclass, is to pick a habit, pick a goal, you know, pick something that you want to work on, right, on a consistent basis. And so that's what you've been doing now. So let's see if they're... Okay, I'm going to have to move the comments, y'all. So I may have to... Is my mouse... Okay, y'all, give me a second. Okay, I'm just going to move the comments over to my screen. Okay. Let's go back to... Okay, now I can look at the comments. Let's see here. So... thank you. It's another Kathy. Thank you. Whichever Kathy you are, thank you for helping me. So yeah, we talked about it, where it's exercise, it's losing more weight, all that kind of stuff. Strength training weekly is Melanie's. Nighttime overeating. So obviously not nighttime overeating, right? That's another kind of habit. Being faithful about doing recovery worksheets. These are all awesome habits, and they can be kind of like small actions, or they can be like, you know, lose 10 pounds next, you know, by camp or whatever, you know, it can be anything that you are just wanting to work on right now. It can be one of the four basics. It can be, you know, I'm going to do a 24-hour plan for the next 30 days. It can be, I'm going to meditate for, you know, every day. That's something I've been working on. It can be something, you know, work related where, you know, I am going to complete this, you know, I'm going to follow my plan for work or my schedule or something like that. So just really think about one thing that you want to focus on tonight that you want to work on. Okay, now it's time to find your excuses. So I want you all, a lot of you all have put those in here already, but that's where, what this slide is all about. So that's, and this is the next part of that first question. So I'll start tomorrow. I don't know how. I don't have time. I need something shiny and new to motivate me. That's one of my faves, right? I'm so confused. Oh my gosh, y'all. I just definitely have that thought a lot. And it's not something that I don't literally hear those words in my mind, but I'm thinking it. I'm thinking, I'm confused. I don't want to figure it out right now. Something like that. I'll never figure this out. That is something that definitely I've said before. I'll always be fat. You know, this won't work for me. I'm a unicorn, right? I want to be spontaneous. You know, that's for you gals who struggle with weekend overeating or, you know, planning weekends, planning, you know, planning anything, right? You want to be spontaneous. I don't want to. Now, that is something I wrote that out today and I was like, is that, you know, that's definitely an excuse, but there's something underneath that, right? When you say I don't want to, you want to ask yourself why you don't want to. And that's when your real excuse will come out. It's so overwhelming. It's too much. It won't be perfect. Those are for my fellow recovering perfectionists around here. I've never done it before. That's a big one for those of us who are maintaining our weight loss, right? This is a totally new territory. This is something new that we've done. Let's see what y'all have got here. I don't want to take the time with the recovery worksheet. It's not good enough. Let's see what y'all said up here. Tomorrow is a restart. I'll start tomorrow. You know, there's always tomorrow, right? Janelle said she's entering the next decade. I wonder if that's, is that an excuse that you're making, Janelle? Like, you're too old? And that's definitely another excuse, right? I'm too old. I'm too old to lose weight. It's going to be harder for me. It's going to be too slow. You know, it's not going to happen fast enough. I've hit my first goal. You know, here's another one, y'all. I'm doing so much better than I used to. So much better. Oh my gosh, y'all. If I've heard that, if I've read that and asked coaches once, I've read it 1,000 times. I have such a sweet tooth. You know, I've lost enough, you know, I've lost a lot already. I've done so well already. You know, I'm not committed. Let's see. I'm too tired. All or nothing, right? It's like, if I can't do it perfectly, I might as well not do it. I forget to do it. That's interesting, Julie. That's an easy fix right there. I mean, we can work on that real easily. A little cheat won't matter. A little bit won't matter. I've got like 4 more days until weigh-in. I'm okay, you know. It will take forever to lose, if I can actually lose it, right? So that's kind of you're kind of piling on the excuses, right, Denise? Like, I'm not even sure if I can actually lose it. And then if I do, it's going to take forever anyway. So that's kind of a double whammy. I have to unwind before going to bed, right? It'll take too long. I don't know how else to level up my food and still enjoy it. So that's kind of the confusion there, right? You're kind of indulging in some confusion. I'm too old. I don't know how, right? So yeah, these are awesome, y'all. Okay, so those are all the excuses that you write down on that first question. And then it says, after you make the list, circle the ones that are legit reasons. So that's what we're going to talk about next. And what makes something legit as opposed to bullshit, you know? And that's a really good question, right? So first off, it's bullshit if it's not true. And so you all can go through that list and say, is this true? And I would love for you all to, someone said there are literally no legit reasons. And that's going to be common for a lot of you, all right? Seriously, just go through and say, is what I'm telling myself the truth? Because so many of us think that if our brain is telling us something, it must be true. And that is not true, y'all. And I mean, you know, it's like we kind of know that intellectually, but it's like, why does it keep coming back, right? Why do I keep hearing it over and over again? And the only reason is because our brain is operating exactly the way it's designed to do the same thing over and over again, to keep us safe, to keep us protected, and to, you know, just kind of maintain the status quo. So it's up to us to really challenge these excuses, challenge these thoughts, and say, okay, is this true? And so I wanted to introduce something to y'all that I don't know if you've heard much about. Some of you all may be familiar with Byron Katie, who is another, especially if you listen to Brooke Castillo's podcast. She talks some about Byron Katie, who's one of her big teachers. And I actually found out about her through my sister-in-law before I ever became certified as a coach, before I even decided that I wanted to become a coach. My sister-in-law gave me this book called I Need Your Love, Is That True? And this is, I think, her second book. Her first book is called Loving What Is. And I just love the way that she uses the English language to really explain things. And it's just fascinating to read. But she's got a really interesting background. And she went through like a really big kind of transition in her life and kind of had, I mean, it's a little woo-woo, y'all, but I mean, she just kind of had this like awakening at some point in her life. And then she started, she kind of came up with this concept called the work. And it's very similar to the model, if y'all are familiar with the model and how our thoughts, you know, create everything in our lives. But she just has a kind of a different spin on it. But Brooke learned a lot from her to create the model. And so anyway, it's just a really interesting way to kind of look at your thoughts and then ask yourself questions about them. And I just lost my page. Let's see. Is this it? Yeah. Okay. So, and it's all about looking at your thoughts, right? And then asking yourself, is this true? That's actually the first question she has to ask. So again, this is just kind of another tool, another way that you could kind of examine your thoughts, right? You know, is this bullshit or not, right? And I don't think Byron Katie cusses a whole lot, probably not near as much as Corinne. So, but again, this is just all along the same lines. So is it true, right? And that's kind of the first question of how you can call yourself on your bullshit. Let's say your excuse, let's see what somebody's excuse was. I don't know how to strength train. Is that true? You know, that might be true. It might not, right? It will take too long. Is that true? I have to unwind before going to bed. Is that true? Right? So just, I'm tired is legit. Malia, I'd argue with you on that. I'm tired is a thought. The circumstance, like if you were to look at the model, the circumstance is that you had, you know, you slept a certain number of hours last night. But I'm tired is a thought. It's a thought, y'all. So, yeah. So, you know, if you have questions about that, let me know. Okay. So is it true? And then you ask yourself, can you absolutely know that it's true? It's like, you can think something's true just because you thought about it. Like, I am tired. But can you absolutely know that it's true? Like, would everyone agree that you are tired? Is everyone's definition of tired the same? No. So really just kind of opens up your mind, right? How do you react? What happens? Oops, typo. How do you react? What happens when you believe that thought? And that's what we're talking about tonight, right? Y'all aren't, you know, you aren't putting your habits into place. You're not keeping your habits. You're not achieving your goals when you have this thought. And so that's another kind of, you know, it's not a reason to beat yourself up, but it's just like, you know, it's another way to kind of figure out like, okay, this isn't working for me. This is my favorite question, y'all, in the work. Who would you be without that thought? You could even like add that to the bottom of your worksheet or something if you wanted to really do some more thinking on that. Who would you be without that thought? So if you didn't have the thought, Malia, I am tired. If you didn't have the thought, if you didn't have the thought, Jean, I'm not good enough. Who would you be, right? What would you be? What would you do every day? How would you live your life, right? This is all about that future self work, right? Where it's, you know, I want to be the person who gets up at 5 a.m. and works out. So if I didn't have the thought, you know, I'm too tired or I don't feel like getting up, then I would be a person who got up at 5 a.m. and worked out no matter what. And then this is where the work is a little bit different. So you do these things called turnarounds. And so you look at your thought, like let's use an example of, I am not an expert at this either, but like, let's say it is, I have to unwind before going to bed. That's you know, an excuse that you're making or a thought, right? You turn around and for that, it would be like the opposite. Like, I don't need to unwind before going to bed. You just kind of try on that thought, you know? And if it's a thought about somebody else, you kind of turn it around to yourself. Or, I mean, there's all these instructions about it, but it's just literally about like taking this thought in your hand and kind of looking at it and then like turning it upside down. And I mean, literally like turning it around, right? Like, could this be true or this be true? So her website is thework.com, I do believe. I'll post it in the group, but it's just a really interesting way to kind of look at your thoughts that you've thought for so long that a lot of times I hear you all talk about that it's ingrained in you, right? And, but it's not, right? It's just something that you've practiced over and over again. It's a neural pathway that is well traveled, but totally. And the whole thing about, you know, about the brain, and Corinne talks about this in the accountability course, is that our brains are plastic. They can totally change. We can create new neural pathways every day with practice, you know, and over time. So the bottom line with the work is that you discover alternatives to your thoughts that can bring you peace and can bring you the goals and the habits that you want to get you to your goals, right? And so again, just another thing to kind of examine, but I just love some of these questions to really kind of open up your mind to your excuses. So, all right, so let's see. And this was what was included in the accountability course. These are more questions that you can ask yourself. Do my reasons sound like an old story, right? It's like thinking about something like, let's see. I need to go back. Well, let me just look at some of mine that I put. I'm not worthy of success. And when you hear that, you probably know if that's something that you have been telling yourself over and over again for a long time, or if it's more of a new thought, right? And so it's like, and then you can also kind of come up with like, I'm not worthy of success. Is that something that maybe my parents told me when I was growing up? Or, you know, if it's an old story, it probably, you know, happened maybe in your past. Something happened in your past to create that thought, and you've just been practicing it this whole time. Is this something that comes up a lot for me, right? Is this thought, does this thought come up a lot in different areas of my life, right? Something like, I'm not worthy of success could come up in weight loss. It could come up in your professional life, your career. It could come up in your relationships. So that's a really interesting thing to think about. Am I really emotional about this? If you start to kind of write some of these excuses and these thoughts down and some emotion comes up, that's when you really know, like, okay, this is something I need to work on. Could it be possible that my reason is actually an excuse, a story that I become accustomed to telling myself over time, right? And this is my favorite. This is my absolute favorite. What would Corinne say? WWCS. What would Corinne say if I told her this on a coaching call? I know most of you all have seen enough coaching calls by now. You're in Queen's Club. You know that if you come to Corinne with some sort of excuse, what is she going to say, right? I love that. So Carmen says her reasons are hella old. let's see. Jean says, I need to drop the all or nothing mentality, embrace that the little things do all add up for continuous weight loss. I don't have to make it hard or restricted. That's awesome. So you're really aware of your all or nothing bullshit, right? And so that's what we're about to get to is coming up with new thoughts that you can practice and new actions. Because you know I'm all about actions. So that's a thought, Julie. Did I just say a thought? I'm up for y'all calling me out of my thoughts any day of the week. So, okay. So here we are. So now we're on to question number two on the worksheet. And I'll read it for y'all. Take your legit reasons, if you had any, right? Take your legit reasons and can come up with one thought or action. I actually added the word thought in there. One thought or action you can take anyway. What could you be doing about this that will help you? So, even if they're legit reasons, what is something that could help you kind of overcome that, right? If you see, like Malia, if you see your, Corinne would say that's a thought. and I think I would too, and Kathy would as well. If you see I'm tired as legit, you know, and you totally, I mean, you know, you can choose whatever. I would, as a coach, I would challenge you on that. But if you see that as legit, that still doesn't mean that it's a reason to not do what you need to do, right? Okay, if you're tired, are you going to do it anyway, even if you're tired? Are you going to work on getting some more sleep? Are you going to kind of rearrange your schedule or whatever it is? Okay, so let's get specific. If you've got some legit excuses, so y'all put in the comments, give me your legit excuses. Not your bullshit, but your legit. So, and we could kind of, you know, workshop those a little bit. So, again, because it's like you may have some legit excuses, and that's okay. But again, you don't want that to keep you from getting your goals, right? And a really common legit excuse could be like, I don't know how. I don't know what to do next. Well, again, what's your action to figure it out, right? I have a full day of planned meetings. I can't restructure. It means I can't make the gym. Okay. So for you, Carmen, that would be like working on your thoughts around not being able to go to the gym on a certain day or whatever, right? And we kind of did some coaching on that the other day, where it's just like, if there's literally no way that you can get to the gym on a day, then why would you ever like worry about, you know, I should be at the gym today? I mean, if there's literally no reason, no way you could get to the gym, then you're just wasting your time worrying about it, right? Yeah, so you can use your recovery as that's a totally legit excuse, right? So Carmen just had surgery and I coached her the other day on not being able to exercise. I mean, literally your doctor has said you cannot exercise. You got to, you know, or whatever, right? So that's a totally legit excuse. And for you, it's a matter of doing your thought work around that. That would be your action for this question number two. Ginger, I think your excuse is been struggling with plantar fasciitis. So your action could be managing your thoughts around your diagnosis. And then another action could be, you know, is there anything else you can do to help your plantar fasciitis in terms of, you know, going to a different doctor or, you know, finding another product to use or whatever it is. But ultimately, a lot of these things may just be like managing your mind in terms of saying, okay, I have this diagnosis. It is a fact, right? It is the C line in your model. So how do you want to think about it? This is just something I'm going to have to manage. I'm going to do my best to manage it. You know, y'all get on a coaching call with this kind of stuff. If these are some excuses that are really keeping you from moving forward, you know, post and ask coaches, get on a coaching call. Okay. Vicky says, I do look good is legit because I'm a size 8. I feel good. I have loose skin and some fat in the apron area that may not reduce, but I'd like to try. Okay. So, you know, it's good that you think you look good, but then you also say you'd like to try to lose weight. Now, again, it's almost like, well, you don't want to think that you don't look good, right? So you want to keep thinking that you look good, but then you want to have a different thought. This is your action here. You want to have a different thought of coming from a place of, you know, where do you want to kind of come from when to lose more weight, right? You know, and it could just be like, I'd like to try to lose some weight. You know, I love the way I look now. I think I look good now, but I'd like to try and lose a little bit more weight. And so kind of practicing some sort of thought like that. Let's see. Liz is saying continuing PT. Were you the one with the plantar fasciitis? I'm not sure, Liz, what was going on with you. So those are some great actions in terms of continuing PT, doing some seated exercise. You know, those are awesome actions where your excuse may have been something like, you know, I'm not able to exercise enough, or, you know, I'm not able to exercise like everybody else can because I'm injured or whatever. Sounds like you're injured and that was your excuse, right? So, yeah, it's like, you know, But here's the deal. And Jean said it. Okay, you're recovering from a knee injury. Jean said it. She lost 90 pounds with no more exercise than walking. So, I mean, exercise is great, gravy, icing on the cake, whatever you want to call it. But 90%, like Jean said, 90% is what you put in your mouth. So if you could get past that excuse of, oh, I can't exercise, I mean, that could, you know, really, really take you far if you're just going to focus on your food. Because again, it's 90% food. Well, Jean, you're 55. Don't worry about it, right? And don't use that as an excuse to, I mean, that thought right there, she said, I just wish I didn't wait till the ripe age of 55. How is that thought serving you right now, right? That may be where you need to do some work, Jean. Because having regrets, having wishing you had done something sooner, how does that ever serve you today, right now, right? And I've seen pictures of you. You're doing awesome. So it's like really examine that thought and think, you know, is that some bullshit that's floating around in my head? So it may not necessarily be an excuse for you to be doing things that, you know, aren't working for you, but just that thought itself floating around your head really isn't serving you all that much. Oh my gosh. Mary says she's only done walking, lost 126 pounds. So Carmen, 2 weeks out of the gym, you're going to be just fine. So, all right. So, that's your legit reasons, right? So let's see what we've got here. Okay. Let me go back. Actually right here. So, I want you to, y'all got your legit reasons, and for your excuses for your bullshit, I want you to come up with a new thought that will, you know, that you can kind of practice instead. And then also actions you can do that you haven't thought of yet, knowing you can do something about it. So if it's an excuse like, I'm a loser, it's too hard, I can't do this, that's where you kind of do that turnaround, right? What if I thought I can do this? What if I thought I'm not a loser, I'm a winner? What if I thought I am worthy of success? Just turn that thought like totally 180 degrees. That's what it is, right? 180 degrees. Where, and it, just like I said with the Byron Katie stuff, where would I be? What would I be doing? How would I be thinking if I thought that it wasn't too hard, that it was easy, that I can do this, that I am a winner, that I won't always be fat, that I can lose this weight? You've got to rewire your brain. You've got to put yourself in the place of thinking differently, right? And you may not necessarily believe it. You may not necessarily believe you're a winner, right? I don't walk around saying I'm a winner, but you just ask yourself, what would I do? How would I think? What would I say to myself if I thought I was a winner? You know, I would say stuff like, I'm awesome. I love myself. Let's do this. You know, life is good. All that kind of stuff. It's just like you've got to open your mind up to this stuff before you can ever truly believe it, right? And that's what this work is all about. So let's see here. I can overcome my plateau if I try, right? And I would say, Sarah, take that if I try off of it, because trying is bullshit. You know what to do, right? I can overcome my plateau. Be sure about it. I can overcome my plateau. I can do this. I can and I will. Okay. I will meet my goals. Yes. And y'all do some actions too. So I've got some examples here of actions. So it says, for each excuse, for each bullshit excuse, right? Come up with a new thought to practice or an action that you can take or both. So let's say for Sarah, I can overcome my plateau. So what are your actions going to be? Get specific. Because, you know, you can think it all day long, but you got to live it, right? You got to live it through your actions. So, and Carmen, how are you going to meet your goals, right? Vicky says, dial in that 24-hour plan. So you can always focus on those four basics, right? Or one of those four basics that you are still working on. Another thing you can do that's really simple is that, like, when you hear that in your mind, you can just tell yourself, this is just an excuse. This is not true. This is just something my brain is used to thinking. You know, come up with a statement. One of my favorite statements from Corinne is, this is just shit my brain likes to think. But it's shit. It's not true. And so she just says that, you know, when she wakes up and she's, you know, she's feeling something or, you know, thinking about something. She just says, you know what? I just say, this is shit my brain likes to think. I got work to do. Let's do it. So come up with a little short sentence like that when these bullshit thoughts come up, because they will come back. You know, you can write them down, but they're still going to come back, you know, in different situations. This is just shit my brain likes to think. So yeah, some other examples. So again, you can kind of come up with a thought like that to practice. Corinne had some other examples in the accountability course, like, you know, one of the excuses was like, I don't have time to eat healthy. You know, I don't have time to food prep or whatever. And she used the example of like going to the Mexican place, getting four orders of fajitas and, you know, a side, like some side salad. And there's your dinner for the week. You know, it's like we use these excuses, but there's some real easy actions we can do to, you know, to just call out the bullshit and do it anyway, right? And move forward. So it's like when you tell yourself, I don't have time to food prep, well, that's not a reason to not lose weight. Because there's all kinds of, I mean, if y'all can't think of anything like this, like with your excuse, post in the Facebook group. Just post in the Facebook group, okay, I keep thinking I don't have time to food prep. What do you all do that is like the easiest thing? That would be an awesome thread. What is the easiest thing that you prep every week? I want all the answers. I want all the suggestions. You know, what is the easiest way for you that you do blank? I mean, anything, right? That you get your water in, that you get your sleep in. You know, what is the easiest way that you do your 24-hour plan? Do you do it in the planner? Do you do it on a napkin? Do you do it, you know, in a little notebook? Y'all, you have no excuse, right? Because you have this community of thousands of women who are getting it done somehow. So, okay. Another example was get an accountability partner. That's another action that you could put down here for one of your bullshit excuses. Like, I don't have anybody to, you know, I don't know if I'm doing this right. That was one of the excuses that Corinne had suggested, you know, had used as an example. And she said, you know, okay, that's bullshit. Now get an accountability partner for advice and feedback. Like if, you know, if you don't know if you're doing it right, then get somebody else and ask them, you know, get a partner and say, hey, is this how you do it? Or you could post in the Facebook group, you know. Another thing is, you know, I'll never figure out my hunger scale. You know, that's something that we hear a lot, right? I'll just never figure this out. It's too hard. I've always got to be thinking about it. And an action for that is just like, I'm just going to keep working on it. You know, none of these actions are just necessarily like, you know, poof and it's all figured out, but it may just be a matter of, I'm not going to quit and I'm just going to keep going and keep figuring this out. Another really awesome action item or, you know, idea is that habit tracker that is in the accountability course. Y'all, I love that thing. I've got it on my whiteboard, you know, on a magnet. I went back and looked how many times I had followed my 24-hour plan this month. And it was like less than half. And I'm a freaking coach. So to be able to, like, you know, if one of your excuses is like, well, but I'm doing so much better than I was, like, I'm doing good. I don't know what's going on. I'm broken. I can't lose weight or something like that. But then when you really see the data in black and white on a tracker like that, then you can't use that as an excuse anymore, right? Because, you know, our brain has this selective memory and it only just kind of focuses on what, you know, what it wants to focus on. And so sometimes it just wants to focus on all the good stuff. So if you just kind of think back of on, you know, February so far, like, oh, I've done pretty good. You know, I follow my plan most days. But I literally went back through my planner. I circled the days that I had followed my plan and it was like 7 out of 17 or something. And, you know, some of those days were bigger overeats than others, but I mean, I had not followed my plan. And so it's just, you know, you can really call bullshit on yourself real quick when you see, when you track stuff and you see it in black and white. So that's a really good, good idea to do. Anything else? Let's see. I love these thoughts y'all are practicing, and Vicki needs to dial in her 24-hour plan. Denise, if it was easy, I would have lost the weight years ago. If that serves you, great. But you could also think that weight loss is easy. I mean, that thought is available to you. Because, I mean, it is easy if you think it is, right? It's the four basics. And you could think of all those four basic things as easy if you want to. I will meet my goals by planning and committing to my plan with no diversions. I will do my recovery worksheets. I love this, you know, like matter of fact language y'all are using. I'm a person who eats mindfully every time. I love those kind of statements. I'm a person who does this. Let's see. I can lose it all because I know what it takes to lose and keep it off. I like that. Is that? Yes. I like that one a lot, Denise. I know what it takes to lose and keep it off. Y'all, we know what to do to lose weight, right? We know what to do. I will keep my 24-hour plan simple and realistic. Awesome. My goal weight is attainable and worth it. Denise, you are on fire. I love it. Four basics, yes. Make an index card to place next to me when I eat. Ooh, that's an interesting action. So are you going to like actually write on an index card, Julie? Like your, you know, your physical sensations and stuff like that to kind of practice getting to your plus two? That would be really cool. Yes, I can't wait until next month's overeating stuff too. Because, you know, we're always, I mean, you know, working on our hunger scale, working on the eating piece, right? Yes, having food prepped in the fridge or freezer. I drive right past the fast food because nutritious fuel food is waiting for me at home and it's prepaid, right? That's an awesome action. But again, you want it to be realistic for what for you, right? And for some folks, the thought of food prep, they think, you know, this 6-hour thing on Sunday that they have to do, right? But it could literally be 4 orders of fajitas at the Mexican restaurant and some bags of salad, you know? So it's like, what, you know, how do you define food prep? How can you define it as easy? You know, what does that mean to you? I will track on paper whenever I grab ass. Okay, I'll be aware of it and own it. Awesome. Yeah, Julie, I mean, you could, let's see. Okay, on your index card, maybe write yourself some questions. Yeah, like, am I still hungry? How am I feeling? you know, do something like that where you're, yeah, you're really practicing being mindful. And, you know, the other thing that you can do is, you know, put your fork down between bites. You already mentioned, you know, no phone, no TV, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, just whatever works for you. I love these thoughts, these power thoughts you all have. I will always believe I'm worth every single small step and that they do matter. Awesome. Okay, so hopefully some of you all have figured out and filled out your worksheet where it's like, you know, we all just, I think just to kind of wrap it up, we all have these bullshit thoughts, right? And the first number one thing is to not judge yourself. I mean, you call yourself out on your bullshit, but I mean, everybody's got bullshit thoughts, right? And so it doesn't mean that you're broken or that you're wrong or that you'll never figure this out. But it's just being like curious and open and honest with yourself. Like, this is not, you know, these thoughts are not working for me. These excuses I make are not working for me to get me to my goals. So let's just break them down here. Let's figure out what's actually true. And then let's figure out kind of, let's turn these, you know, bullshit things around and figure out, you know, what we can do to, you know, to figure those out. And then the legit reasons, let's come up with some actions, you know, if they are true obstacles. And that was kind of, let's see. Yeah. If they're legit obstacles, because I mean, you are going to have some obstacles, right? To whatever you want to reach. It's not like it's all, you know, it's going to be a clear path all the time, but you want these obstacles to be, you know, legit, right? And something like an injury, something like having surgery, something like, you know, figuring out how to have enough time and things like that. Those are legit obstacles, but again, those are not reasons to not figure things out, right? They're just obstacles. And then these bullshit excuses are things that can just kind of be like, no, I'm not thinking that anymore. That's just shit my brain likes to think, right? And you can just practice that, you know, that thought with those. So it's just all about kind of becoming aware of what, you know, of what's going on in your mind. So, okay. Do y'all have any questions? Oh my gosh. Have I been going for an hour, y'all, for real? Time flies when you're having fun, right? Well, I hope you all enjoyed this. If you have any final questions, actually, there were a couple. Can I get, I think I'm going to have to exit out of this. Yeah. And then I can get to the Q&A. Okay. So Liz, so this was you, Liz. Okay. She injured her leg and she's limited to what she can do. But I think you figure this out, Liz. It's like, you know, of what you're able to do now. I mean, it's a legit obstacle, right? But you came up with some actions to address the obstacle, right? And so, so it's definitely true that you're injured. You know, you're telling yourself I'm injured, but then you may be saying like, I'm injured, I can't do anything or something like that. And that is not true. And so that's where you want to kind of come up with some actions. You want to call bullshit on that one part of the thought, if that's what you're saying, you know, I can't do anything. And then with the legit obstacle of I have an injury, then you just come up with some specific actions to, you know, to address the obstacle. And I think you did. So any other questions? Oh, good. I'm glad this helped y'all a little bit, but I really encourage you all, if you haven't gone through the whole accountability course, please do that before, you know, it'll always be there for you. So it's not like it's going away after this month or anything, but this is the work, y'all. This is the work that is your next level work. You know, you can figure out the four basics. You can, you know, kind of get you your accountability partners and that kind of stuff. But in the long term, it's going to be up to you all to, let me stop sharing this. Okay. It's going to be up to you all to be accountable to yourselves, right? And this, what we worked on tonight is key. to being self-accountable, because you, you know, you've got to become aware and call yourself out on your bullshit thoughts. And here's the other thing that I'll kind of leave you with this. You may have, like, you know, as you continue on in your journey, and I've been thinking a lot about this just because I've been, you know, maintaining my weight for several years now. And like, you think that kind of, you know, like, okay, it'll just all get figured out eventually. But new thoughts come in, right? New excuses come in. And that's why we always need to be like on our toes to recognize our thoughts always, because our brain is always looking for new ways to kind of, to keep, you know, keep that equilibrium, to, you know, to protect us from the, you know, the tigers and the lions that are out here trying to kill us. Not really, right? It wants, our brain wants to keep us safe in the cave because it hasn't evolved, you know, as quickly as our world has. And so it's like, we always just have to be totally aware and totally onto ourselves, right? And so I'm smiling because, I mean, something happened today where I just had an urge for something and my brain was just looking for every reason to eat those chips. And, you know, I had practiced enough, you know, to kind of become aware of that and say, you know, I'm not hungry, I don't need it, whatever. And, you know, I could just call myself out, right? And I was on to myself pretty quickly. And so, so that's how it's going to work, y'all, for life. You're not going to stop having urges. You're not going to stop making excuses, or your brain isn't going to, you know, stop wanting to make excuses. And so it's just a matter of recognizing that and being onto yourself and just always, always wanting to, you know, to become better and do more. So, all right, I'm going to end it at that. Yes, Jean, it was fun. All right. Yeah, it's like you're always going to have that fat girl thinking. Yeah, sure. I can post the presentation in the group. I'll for sure do that. And yeah, so I will do that. And just so you know, again, sorry about a little bit of confusion over the time, but we got in here and did it. And this recording will be available probably by tomorrow. I'll also do put the presentation in the group. And then, and the Zoom number is the same. It's the same for every call that we do here, because we had a different number before and it got confusing. So we just have the same Zoom ID as every other call that we do here at P&P. So every other Zoom meeting. So, all right, guys, y'all have a good rest of your evening. Talk to you later. Bye.